Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We invite you to our website where you can actually go to create the content there on the main page of freetalklive.com. All the news stories and items you see there on the front page, they were all submitted by listeners just like you. So when you find something online that you think is interesting, that you want to share with us and our listeners, you just submit it over there at freetalklive.com. You do need a Reddit account. A lot of you probably already have those. If you don't, you can just go and sign up for one real quick. You connect it to your Free Talk Live account. It's a simple process, and once that's done, you'll be able to submit stories to our website, vote up what you like, vote down what you don't like, and ultimately we'll look at that before the show, and we'll figure out what it is that our listeners think is the most interesting. So go
get the stories in front of us.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great way to get your ideas in front of us. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. With you in the studio, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
Live Saturday edition of the show, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We had a call who hung up during the news break. I had invited him
to
stick around. Yeah, but he didn't even make it through half of it. But anyway, he had made the statement in the last hour, and I thought it was worth really kind of digging into a little bit more, that the Bundy situation, and for those of you who don't know, the Bundy family is involved in this range war, as it's been called, with the Bureau of Land Management. The BLM stole their cattle. They just got the cattle back today after overwhelming them with numbers of peaceful protesters.
Thanks goodness.
And standing up for their rights. It was an amazing interview that we had with Ryan Bundy, one of the members of the family. I'll be placing that online as its own separate interview later on, probably tonight or tomorrow. So look forward to that at freetalklive.com. But then in kind of the calls that came in afterwards of the people that were supportive of the Bundy family, there was this one guy at the very end of the hour who said that, well, this never would have happened under the Bush administration. This is Obama trying to consolidate power, and Bush never would have done this, and that Obama wants to be the monarch.
I think that's what I got out of the call.
And I think it's pretty ridiculous. And look, I agree with you. Obama is definitely a power-seeking individual.
And I think he wants to consolidate power.
And that much is certainly true. But he's just continuing what George W. Bush started in many cases. It's not like Obama went in there to shut down Guantanamo Bay like he promised that he was going to do, or end the war in Afghanistan or something that he promised to end, or was it Iraq?
Iraq.
Either way, you know, there's still troops around the middle, all over the place. So Barack Obama, yes, I agree that he's not a good guy, but George W. Bush is just like Barack Obama. George, don't forget that George W. Bush said, if this were a dictatorship, it would be a heck of a lot easier as long as I'm the dictator. So, I mean, that should give you a little bit of a peek inside that man's mind. But don't forget also that during George Bush's administration, he signed the Patriot Act. He presided over the expansion of the department, the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, the TSA. George W. Bush brought us the TSA. Renditions, torture. I mean, these are all George W. Bush's, you know, his origins, essentially. He built on the tyranny that Bill Clinton started, that George W. Bush Sr. was doing before that, and Ronald Reagan and Carter. I mean, they're all criminals. They're all men who want to control you, who want to live off of your productivity. They're all the same. Okay, sure, their age has changed a little bit. Their skin tone changes a little bit. But otherwise, it's always the same old, just using your money to reward their friends and punish their enemies, going to war constantly, destroying freedom, creating more regulations, all of these things. You know, government didn't get smaller under George W. Bush. And in point of fact, I remember campaign signs from the year 2000. I remember a big campaign sign on Main Street. No, not Main Street. It was Fruitville and 301 in Sarasota, Florida, that said smaller government. Or small government, George W. Bush.
Small government, George W. Bush.
Yeah. And a lot of people believe that.
Well, I mean, that's what the Republicans always run on.
Yeah.
But even
it's a lie.
The government grew 60% under Reagan. Now, certainly there was a Democratic Congress run by Tip O'Neill at that time, but Reagan had the veto power.
Well, maybe his pen was out of ink or something, Mark. He just couldn't bring himself to sign.
The government grew under the complete Republican administration under Bush.
That's right.
From 2000 to 2006.
But wait, Mark, didn't one of their politicians say, Trent Lott or somebody, didn't he say that they cut, we've sliced the government to the bone.
Right.
We can't cut it back any further.
Right. I thought it was too big under Clinton, but somehow they grew it under Bush and
dramatically.
Then at the same time sliced it to the bone.
They grew it at a quicker clip than Bill Clinton
this
did.
This is the crap we're supposed to believe. These people are two sides of the same big government coin.
Absolutely.
The reason that they have an income tax, the reason they have a property tax is because they believe that they own your labor. They believe they own your property. I mean, isn't it obvious? You have to pay monthly. Excuse me. You have to pay annually. In some places it's biannually. Some places it's quarterly. In order to
live
on your land. What? I mean, that's just rent. Be serious.
That's all it is.
What's the difference between property tax and rent? Don't pretend like you own land. And if you think you own your body and you own the fruits of your labor, try to go out there and not file income tax. Try to open up a business and not get an occupational license from these people.
Well, a lot of people don't file income tax. I don't. I can't possibly go along with cooperating with these terrorists and fund their violence.
They may very well try to throw you in jail over
it. They may very well do that. In fact, it'd probably be prison as well.
Yeah. Someplace with cars.
Welcome to share your thoughts with us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So what do you do about it, though? Yeah, okay, Free Talk Live. You guys get on the air. You complain about everything.
You're not just complaining, Ian. You said you don't file income tax, and I don't either. We're not just complaining.
Yeah, but that's not going to end the state, Mark. I mean, not filing income tax is a good way to increase your personal finances somewhat. But it's not going to and increase your personal satisfaction with yourself.
Look, I'm happy to pay for all the services I use, and you pay for every single service I use.
I don't use federal services. I don't want any of their services.
Well, I go on the interstate, but gas taxes go to pay on
that.
That's
true. And the state, in a lot of cases, takes care of it.
And the government extracts stuff from a cell phone tax that I don't really have the option of paying one way or the other.
But what are you going to do about it? I mean, come on. That's not going to stop the federal government. Even if a bunch of people stopped paying income tax, all they'd have to do is print more money out.
I'd love to hear people's opinions on what one can do in order to find more freedom. I don't think you can move somewhere. People always say, you don't like the way it is here? Move someplace else. Well, where do you want me to move?
Somalia, Mark. You should move to Somalia.
Why would I want to go to Somalia?
Isn't that where there's anarchy?
Am I going to find...
Isn't that what you want?
The United States government and the UN, hand in hand, have destroyed every attempt that the Somali people have had to set up a government. I don't know. No. That's not...
Well, a lot of Somali people are fine without having a government. They've got a tribal system called the Zir there, as I understand it, and it's worked fine for hundreds of years. But, you know, you're right that the feds and the UN have been forcing their version of a government on that place. So it's certainly, I would say that place is, I'm not sure what the word I'm looking for. It has been challenged. Rule of Somalia and the Somalian people is under challenge by larger governments.
It's part government and part stability. We've got both here in the United States, government and stability. But government and stability doesn't by any means go hand in hand. A government really is
look
just...
Look at Detroit.
Yeah. Government's just the most successful gang in a given geographic area. That's what a government is. Now, in Somalia, you know, when they're flying drones over and sending in the airborne and all that stuff, constantly doing things to destabilize the area, they don't have stability. And that's not any fun. But I don't know why you would pick Somalia as a place that I should go. I would really like to know. What are the solutions? Well, I would love to hear what people's solutions are to this, because I don't see them.
Well, give out the toll-free number.
855-450-FREE.
That's brought to you by ProXPN.
Yep.
855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. What is your solution? Mine's a Free State Project. That's the best answer to me, because you saw what happened with the Bundy situation. There were hundreds of people that came to their assistance. But a lot of them had to travel a long ways, and I'm grateful that those folks came out and that things ended the way they did thus far, and that's great. But we need to get a community of liberty-minded people together who are together all the time, who are together. They're living in the same area constantly, and that's what the Free State Project is doing. We're bringing liberty-loving activists all to the same place. You can go to freestateproject.org. You can learn more about it there. You can sign up. We've got over 15,000 people who've signed up thus far for the Free State Project and pledged to make the move, as Mark and I did, here to New Hampshire and get active. objective to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Many are running for political office. There's civil disobedience, non-cooperation. I'm non-cooperating right now. They're charging me, the state police, with two misdemeanors for some paperwork violation. So there's a lot of activism going on here. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. And we'll come back with more Free Talk Live with your calls in moments.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're doing the live Saturday edition of the program here 7 nights a week, 7-10 at night Eastern Time on your local radio station, hopefully, but if not, you can always contact your local radio station and ask them real nice-like for some Free Talk Live. And, we talk a lot about Bitcoins here on Free Talk Live because we're really excited about them. It's not just because somebody's paying us Bitcoins to advertise. It's because we really are excited about Bitcoins.
We've been watching Bitcoin since somebody said that we've talked about them in 2010, but we certainly were talking about them in 2011. I think they're an incredible phenomenon that returns a great deal of power to the individual, that gives you complete control over your money. You're allowed to send and receive money with no fees over the Internet. Negligible fees, if you want to kind of speed up the process. At some point or another, negligible fees will be involved. But if you're talking about sending money for pennies, you can send $10,000 for pennies with bitcoins. Well, I guess I should say $10,000 worth of bitcoins for bitcoins worth of pennies. Worth of bitcoins.
A very, very small fee.
Versus, all these other money transmitting systems, Western Union, wiring money.
I can't imagine what sending 10 grand would cost on Western Union.
I can't imagine either.
I know that sending $50 cost me $30.
This legacy system that we have, this legacy banking system we have, is entirely set up to bilk the poor and middle class out of money to give to wealthy people.
Well, Bitcoins are down a little bit. They're $422 right now on BitcoinAverage.com. A couple days ago, yesterday, weren't they down in the 300s?
In the 300s, yeah. There was a little dip in their back.
Quite a buying opportunity yesterday, but it's still a buying opportunity. Bitcoins could go the sky is the limit.
In my opinion, anything under $1,000 is a deal
now. They could go to zero, of course, so keep that in mind. Nothing's guaranteed with Bitcoins, but the more they become used and the more they are being accepted by businesses, Overstock.com, Tiger Direct, major businesses are coming on board and accepting Bitcoin. The more they're accepted by businesses, the more useful they're going to be to people. The more they're going to want them, and the less likely it's ever going to go to zero. It's just going to keep going up, hopefully. You can get your Bitcoins over at cashintocoins.com. It's easy.
Yeah, Cash Into Coins, by the way, has a big announcement coming up here in the near future. But if you want to do a transaction under $40, there's no fee. Now, their fees are always quite low.
Yes.
And actually, you can give half the fee to charity if that's what you want to do, because that's
amazing.
What Cash Into Coins is all about. Cashintocoins.com. You just use a money order, check, or wire transfer to get them money, and they turn into Bitcoins. I've done a great deal of business with them. I recommend them highly. Cashintocoins.com. That's the way I recommend getting Bitcoins.
I'm excited. Whatever their announcement's going to be, I'm pretty sure it's going to be pretty exciting. So looking forward to that.
I know the secret.
Hopefully we won't be teased for too much longer. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Let's go to the phones. Your calls and thoughts. Kyle's in Detroit listening online at freetalklive.com. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, guys. Boy, I'm
welcome.
I've been waiting to call and just been trying to time it right with both you and Ian and Marco there.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Oh, man. I just heard you mention about the income tax and I'm quite sure I will be seeing you in prison one day. We may be cellmates, but because I do work for myself when I can as independent, and I have been taking jobs. And I've been telling people this for quite some time. The easiest, I call it doing nothing, and people question me how to get through this government slavery by absolutely doing nothing. Just simply, when you get a job, put on nine dependents.
And put on what?
Nine, when you put
okay.
in three jobs.
Isn't that somehow, see, this is what my concern would be, is when you're filling out, is this the W-2 that you're talking about? Okay, so
is that fraud?
Yeah, I mean, that's what my concern is that filling out their paperwork. I wouldn't give people advice in this arena because I don't know. So where do these dependents come from? Are they imaginary dependents?
Yeah, it's imaginary. Are you kidding me? I'm paying for everybody's welfare, cell phones and everything else. Let's not go there. And I agree with you. I know someday the feds are going to come knocking, and I'll have to make the decision on that day what I'm going to do. But
how long have you been doing it?
For the last few years, and I stopped filing. My business income taxes, everything. I just completely stopped filing because it is a matter of just like this court thing with these tickets that one I'm fighting right now. I won, and now I'm back in again, and blah blah blah. And we can talk about that another time. But I see that I'll never forget the statement that I got out of the prosecutor the first time when I said when I challenged jurisdiction. And he said to me, you showed up. It's the same thing with this tax stuff. The minute you file or do anything and make yourself part of the Santa Claus exist system, you showed up. So I'm not showing up. I'm not filing anymore.
Well, of course, that's not. I don't file either. I'm not interested in that. Although sometimes there are businesses that we do business with that demand a W-9 form, so I will, begrudgingly fill one of those out. But it's not that I consent to being ruled. It's just that I want to get my check from the business that's trying to do business with us.
Now we have a blanket organization that has an EIN, so we're fine with that.
Yeah, well, but for a long time I was filling out those W-9s.
That's correct.
Those were being filed by the business, presumably with the state. So yeah, they could come after me too, but as far as I'm concerned, people just need to live as free as they possibly can, and people need to stand up for what they believe in, and maybe their example will inspire others. And I just have no interest in paying a criminal gang. I don't want to pay for my neighbors and my friends and people I don't know to be oppressed by the federal government. And I feel like if I am consenting, if I am filling out their forms and I am cutting a check, or even if I'm getting a refund from them, I'm still supporting their operations, and I don't want to be a part of that.
Exactly. Even Thoreau said to Emerson, when they threw him in prison for not paying his income tax because he did not believe in slavery.
His poll tax.
Whatever you want to call it. Yeah, you're right. There was no income tax. And anyway, and he was like, Emerson asked him, what are you doing in there? And he said, what are you doing out there?
And the better question is, what are you doing out there? And that really is it.
Well, a question for you, Kyle, since you're calling from Detroit, you don't file federal taxes. Is there an income tax in Detroit or in the state of Michigan?
Well, I live outside the city of Detroit, and I did actually live in it and work in it. And they rape us for another 3%.
It's an income tax?
Yeah. If you live in or work for the city of Detroit, they rape you again for another 3%.
Does the state of Michigan have an income tax, or is it one of the states that doesn't have one?
Oh, yeah. It's either state tax, federal tax, you name it.
So are you also not filing for Michigan, or are you filing for them?
Nope. I'm not. I will not participate anymore in the Santa. I'm not doing it.
You're a hero, Kyle. I appreciate that, and thank you for your courage on that point. And I hope that maybe we'll see somebody like you, and maybe you in New Hampshire someday, because we need courageous people together in the same place. So check out the Free State Project if you love freedom. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to EJ, listening to WSVG in Virginia. Hello, EJ.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Welcome.
Speaking of courageous people, I would think if we could get some American citizens to come together and just kind of like not buy gas on tax day, April 15th, and we should do it every year until they lower gas, I think this might send a message. I don't know how great it would become on a yearly thing, but
I think what you need to do is you need to stop consumption, and not just the day of buying. Because what my concern is that, I'll just get gas on the 14th or gas on the 16th, and, then the oil companies get the same amount of revenue that they would normally get. I think people have to pledge not to drive on a particular day.
EJ, if you want to continue this discussion, we can bring it back. Because it's not the first time somebody has brought up this idea of don't buy X on day Y, and I'm not sure if it's really going to affect much of anything. There's more on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in to username lrn.fm. Send a contact request to that user, and we will approve you. It'll be easy for you to contact us on Skype from that point forward. You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. Maybe you've got a smartphone. You'd like quick access to our live streams and podcast, and also now our cam, which you can access from your smartphone now, which you couldn't do back in 2013. So go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m as in mobile.freetalklive.com. We go back to your phone calls and thoughts. But first, the gentleman who called about the gas boycott dropped off the line during the break. I just wanted to kind of dig in a little further to that one. This comes up every year. There's somebody that calls every year to advocate. It's either boycotting gas companies, that's the most common one, or like Buy Nothing Day is the other one, where the idea is that, if we don't buy things on this day, then that'll send a message to corporate America and they'll stop doing whatever.
The things they do.
Whatever it is they're doing that's offensive. And it's just not very likely. I like your solution, Mark. First of all, buying nothing on one day is not going to do anything because you're going to eventually buy what you were going to buy on that day, and so it's not going to affect their profits or anything like that.
Right.
Bottom line.
We buy toilet paper and paper towels in bulk at my house and some canned foods and stuff because I like to have those things around and, in case weather gets bad or some situation like that. If I got together with all the people in the United States and we bought bulk are toilet paper and paper towels. All that's going to do is mess up the ordering for the, you know, the warehouse stores or the grocery stores that you get this stuff from. It's not really going to, it's not going to change the amount of toilet paper you use unless you decide to switch to corn cobs or whatever, you know, one's going to switch to. You're going to still consume that same thing.
Exactly. So I liked your suggestion, Mark, to reduce your consumption. And you've done this with your car that you drive. You've gotten
a lot. Well, I've reduced a lot of my footprint generally. But yeah.
I meant on gasoline specifically. Yep. You are now driving an electric / gas hybrid.
I've got a plug-in hybrid, and now I didn't do it for the same reasons that a lot of people do it for.
You don't believe you're going to save the environment. You just want to stop supporting the big oil.
I'm skeptical that the amount of carbon that I'm not putting out is going to make any difference at all.
Well, yeah, somebody's doing something to provide that power to your car, and it may not be good for the environment either.
May or may not. Yeah. Well, my concern is specifically is oil that's brought in from the Middle East. I know they kill people over that stuff. Mm-hmm. And what I wanted to do was decrease the amount of fossil fuel consumption that I had as much, if not more, than the amount that the United States supplements its own oil production from. So if the U.S. brings in, and I believe it's 40% of its oil from foreign countries, then I wanted to cut by 40% my use of that same oil, because I don't want to be reliant on foreign oil. And if other people did the same thing, then they wouldn't be. But at the very least, I can drive my car in a little bit extra smug, right?
Right. One thing's for sure, as you pointed out many times, if it requires everybody to sign on to be effective,
that ain't gonna happen.
Never gonna work out. At the same time, you got this car, I got a car that is more gas guzzling than any other cars I've ever had. So
yes.
Somebody out there is buying more gas, so you're not gonna put a dent in their profits.
Don't drive.
But you're not going to put a dent in their profits, but you've done something that personally feels good to you. And that's really all that people are doing with this Buy Nothing Day or Buy No Gas Day. It's just a feel-good thing. And by all means, if it makes you feel good to buy no gas for one day, then jump on board. But don't think for a moment that it's going to affect anything long-term as far as a gas.
But I think that being conscious of your budget and conscious of your consumption is the very best thing that this this economic downturn brought to. It brought to my house, and it seems like it brought to many other houses.
Yeah.
We used to consume a great deal of money sort of in out-of-home food dollar. Now we make almost all of our meals at home.
That's a huge change.
We're just not spending what we used to spend. And it's not really about what you make. It's about what you spend as far as savings goes.
Let's go to the phones, too. You and your thoughts. We got Don listening in St. George, Utah, to KZNU. Hey, Don.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome. Go for it, Don. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm sitting here watching a ball game and overhearing you guys talk about income taxes. And I've been at war with the IRS for about going on 10 years now.
Oh, wow.
And I've been a non-filer. And I wanted to kind of relate an experience that I had. About 9 years, about a year ago, a revenue agent finally showed up at my door.
Unannounced, or did they send any kind of mail first?
Oh, yeah. I had lots of mail and lots of return mail. Every time they sent me a letter, I would send a certified letter back. And, of course, they would never answer any questions. They would never answer my reasons for non-filing. And so,
what were the questions you were asking? Like questions about what's my obligation to file, et cetera, or what were you asking?
Exactly. And what's the jurisdiction? I was asking to answer a questionnaire that I send out to them that basically quizzes them as to where am I in the code. And of course, they would never answer those questions. So let me tell you about this revenue agent. She shows up. She's out of Las Vegas. She shows up at my door. And I invite her in because I know, according to their handbook, revenue agents are supposed to come in and help the supposed taxpayer understand their obligation as to the tax code and pay their taxes. And so I said, well, good, you're here. Let's go ahead and have a talk.
Great. I've been asking you guys questions for years.
Thank goodness you're here.
You sent someone to answer my questions.
Well, good. And so I had sat her down. And I grabbed under my desk a stack that's probably about a foot tall and of letters for the past 5 years. And I said, good, you can answer my questions here. And she said to me, I'm not here to answer any questions. I said, well, that's your obligation according to your jurisdiction and what you can ask me. And she says, no, I'm here just to see what I'm going to take from you. And I said, oh, that's
wow.
good. So after I sat there and talked with her for a bit, I said, and trying to get her to answer my questions, she says, I'm not going to answer any of your questions. I said, and then she said, I'm going to answer your questions if you file for the past 2 years. So then I turned to her and I says, well, good. So in other words, you're going to extort me, force me to have to file before you answer my questions. And I said, that's not even according to the IRS code that they say that they're supposed to teach the supposed taxpayers what their obligation is in a nice, friendly way. And so I said, I guess you're not going to answer my questions and you're extorting me. And she said, oh, we're done. And I said, okay, good. And I walked her out to her car and I said to her, I said, are you going to take me to court, which I hope you do? And she says, no, I'm not going to take you to court. We only take high-profile people to court. And then she turned around and she says, I'm just going to lean you to death. So every year, probably around, probably around March or so, she leans me for another year of taxes. And she says,
is she leaning your house?
Well, she's not leaning anything. I don't own anything in my name. And so she's leaning my soul. So I go to the tax assessor and I say, so.
Hold on. Did anybody say leaning a soul? I just want to know this.
No.
Okay.
How do you?
I would really love that.
How do you place a lien on a human being? I didn't even know that was possible.
That's exactly it. It's not possible because people don't understand this. According to the Fair Lien Act, that is federal law, every lien has to be proven. In other words, I can't just go down the street and lien a neighbor because I don't like him. I have to have some court case, you know, like a credit card that says you haven't paid this, da da da, and take him to court.
Okay.
Well, the IRS tries to fool everybody, including the county assessor, by giving them a form that says that this guy owes such and such amount of taxes and that we're leaning them. Well, there's supposed to be an attached court document that states that they had taken me to court and that there was a judgment filed against me, and that judgment is what they're leaning. Well, they don't do that. They've never taken me to court. I've asked them to take me to court. They refused to take me to court. And so they sit there and do that. So I've gone to the county assessor and said, here's what I need you to do. You need to go to the IRS, and you are required by law to request a document from them that says that they've leaned me. Well, they refuse to do so.
Of course they do. Don, thank you for your call tonight, man. And keep us in the loop about your heroic stand against income taxes. I appreciate it. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with Bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical Bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. Plenty of time for you and your calls and thoughts. And you know what? Coming up here tonight, we're going to continue with your calls, obviously, as you make them. But if we get the chance, we'll tell you about the man released from prison after 24 years. As an innocent man.
24 and a half. We'll round up to 25.
We'll come back with that. We'll get to that when we get a chance. Your calls come first. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you would like to help Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing here on the air, you can do that simply by going to shop.freetalklive.com. There's a link there to Amazon. Actually, there's three of them. There's Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada. You click into the right one for you, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of your purchase price. It's a simple process. It only takes you an extra moment, and it makes a big difference for us. If you want to save yourself a little bit of time, you can always just go to shop.freetalklive.com, select the Amazon of your choice, and then bookmark the landing page. That way you can just go back to your bookmark the next time you want to go shopping and get stuff that you want. You're going to go and buy online anyway, so why not buy through Free Talk Live's link so Free Talk Live can get a cut that otherwise it'll all go to Amazon. So we appreciate it when you do that at shop.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones and the fun, we go to Liberty Phoenix in Illinois, listening online to LRN.FM. Hey, Liberty Phoenix.
Good evening, gentlemen. Ian, that's a travesty on what they're trying to do to you about your IDs. That's a joke and a ridiculousness.
For listeners who don't know, yesterday I was arrested on two misdemeanor Class A charges. I'm facing 2 years in jail because I filed paperwork in the wrong order at the DMV. That's essentially what it boils down to. There's a lengthy description of what actually transpired on freekeen.com, so anybody that wants to know more about that, or you can listen to last night's Free Talk Live. But probably the most detailed description is up right now at freekeen.com and includes court paperwork and things like that. So thank you for your thoughts, Liberty Phoenix. But what else was on your mind tonight?
Well, I was really glad that you guys touched on the income tax. As a lot of the listeners know that have been listening for as long as I've been calling in, I'm not paying my taxes either. I just
excellent
play along.
For how long?
This will be the second year that I've received that I haven't filed.
Now, are you working for an employer, or are you taking? Do you have your own business?
I'm a subcontractor, so I do get a 1099 that's filed for me, but I don't really care.
Got it. So as a subcontractor, they're cutting you the full amount. They're not withholding anything.
Correct.
Okay.
But they are reporting your full pay to the IRS.
Just like Amazon reports our money to the IRS as well.
Yeah.
So, but there's always reports that are filed.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the business, they aren't nearly as anarchistic as myself. So they will, of course, abide by the government edicts. And threats of force, because they are just still scared. They don't understand that they own themselves, which, you know, everybody comes to liberty in their own time. I wish they would come faster, but, you know, such is the way. But I wanted to know, I am dreadfully unprepared for when they actually come after me, because it's bound to happen. What's the first steps that I take to prepare myself, and where should I go to seek the knowledge to actually defend myself properly? I mean, I know it's their system.
Brother, I have no idea. I know that Larkin Rose went to prison because he didn't file federal income taxes.
Irwin Schiff did the same thing.
Irwin Schiff was filing. He was filing some sort of zero return or something like that.
Well, but Mark Stevens probably is the most qualified person to speak on this that I know of.
That's a good point. Mark Stevens, the author of Adventures in Legal Land.
That's a Mark with a C.
Right. And he has had conversations with IRS investigators that he's really been able to frustrate them. What that's end up turning into in the long run, I'm not real clear on that. I don't know what, you know, his success rate is with dealing with these people. Personally, if they're going to claim that I'm that I owe them something, I would like to know where the obligation comes from for me to pay income tax. And if they're going to claim that I'm a U.S. citizen, and so therefore I'm obligated to pay income tax, I want to know how they can prove that I'm a U.S. citizen when the Supreme Court can, rules over and over again that essentially the government has no obligation to protect you. So therefore, how could I possibly have any duty to be obedient to them? I don't believe in the idea of citizen. And so I'd like to know all those things. But as our caller earlier pointed out, you can ask the IRS all the questions you want. They're not going to answer it. They're just going to keep moving forward with their process. And that process will likely involve court at some point, which will likely involve a jury at some point. And then you get the Herculean task of attempting to convince a jury, or at least one person on that jury, that you shouldn't be put in a prison cell because you withheld taxes, which will be a very hard thing to do, because they're going to recruit the most patriotic, brainwashed, myrmidons they possibly can to sit on that jury.
So that's where I get a little bit of a boost of confidence. Being in Illinois, there is, you know, there's precedent for not filing. It was the case of, I believe his name was, of course, now I cannot remember it off the top of my head, but it was in Aaron Russo's From Freedom to Fascism. And he beat them in court because the one juror decided, hey, this guy's right. They're not providing him the law that says that they have to file. So there's no law. And then one of the other jurors was quoted as saying, you mean we don't have to pay? So, I mean, there's precedent in Illinois for not filing. And basically, it was basically jury nullification that happened. So, I mean, there's precedent in Illinois. But personally, I'm completely illiterate of what their rules are. I mean, frankly, I don't care, but I should care, because they're going to use those rules to throw them back at me. So Mark Stevens would be the main person. He's the one that does the No State Project. Is that correct?
That's right, yes. And he also wrote Adventures in Legal Land. But, you know, Mark doesn't ever claim that his approach is going to guarantee anything. In fact, it could just upset them even more. It just depends. But I like Mark, and he's an honest guy who will put his ideas out there.
He's had some success, too.
Without putting them behind a paywall. And really, if he can get them to just leave you alone, then that would be the ideal thing. So you don't even have to go to court. He doesn't represent anybody in court. He's not an attorney. But he can help try to nail them down with tough questions in advance, during the investigatory process, as I understand it, and he's usually available for hire to help with that kind of thing. But look, you know, the fact is, if you can't convince that jury, they're going to convict you, and then you'll probably go to a minimum security prison for some time in federal custody. I mean, that's the reality behind not paying taxes. I mean, Wesley Snipes was there for, I think, 3 years as a result of that.
Didn't they just take Lauryn Hill?
Lauryn Hill's been locked up now. Yeah, that's correct. And so, you know, it can be scary for people, I think, and rightfully so. But the more people that stand up, the more it inspires others to do the same. And I think it's just so important. And I thank you for doing that.
I think it's worth pointing out here that the federal government's the only organization in the United States that can put you into prison for owing it money in its mind. Mm-hmm. And they've got any organization that has to force you to do business with it. Well, that's a pretty bad business plan. I mean, it shows the idea, the business plan, the behind your business is flawed. If you've got to force people to do business with you, then your idea stinks.
Phoenix, anything else you want to share tonight?
That's about it. Thank you very much for your time, guys.
Yep, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. You got to remember, you can be as researched as you want. I mean, you can pore over these tomes of information, the law books and all this legalese, and you can know it. And Larkin Rose knew that stuff. He knows it. But I don't think it matters in a lot of cases when it comes to the jury. Remember our friends Benjamin Bartholomew and his brother Russell, I think?
Yeah, Russell, I think.
Yeah, they were attacked by the California government when they were holding a sign, a taxes equals theft sign, on the side of the road. They charged them with a bunch of nonsense, and they went to trial.
They charged them for not showing an ID quickly enough, isn't that?
I don't remember the details. Yeah, they had masks on. There was a charge related to that, et cetera, et cetera. But they went to court, and it was pretty clear that they should have won their case. Like, the government was totally in the wrong for stopping this, what was essentially free speech, holding a sign
right
on an overpass.
They proved
they weren't blocking traffic.
That they didn't violate any law.
Exactly. But the jury found them guilty anyway. And then when asked why afterwards, the jury members who were willing to talk said essentially that they understood that they hadn't violated the law, but they still should have done what the police had told them to do.
Right. And this is the sort of sycophantry that we're inculcated with in the society. We're a free society, so you better do what the authorities say. It doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, did George Washington do what the authorities say? Now, what the caller said there was that he was trying to get some questions answered.
From the IRS?
Yeah, from the IRS. They wouldn't answer any questions. This is what the founding fathers, redress of grievances, that's what it was all about. Read the Declaration of Independence, audience. I know you haven't.
So
read it. It's all about trying to get redress of grievances. I've got grievances with this organization that calls itself the federal government of the United States of America.
And all the grievances are fine, and all the info is fine, and you can know the tax law back and forth, like the palm of your hand, but ultimately you've got to convince the jurors. And the jurors are going to have that slave-on-slave mentality, most of them. Like, well, I pay taxes, and so should you. Doesn't matter what the law says and what you've said. So that's what you really have to get over. Good luck. Hour 3's on the way. Free Talk Live.
In 1952, Martha's parents drove her home in their brand spanking new coupe they just insured with a spiffy outfit called Geico.
In 1967, Chad got a far-out policy from Geico and saved himself some bodacious bread.
In 1994, Natalie got the 411 from her homegirls on a fat with a PH insurance policy from Geico.
Word to your mother.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.